So years ago, I worked in a restaurant as a server. Among the many people that I adored and liked working with, I remember having a particular manager named Dan, who was unlike many other managers I worked for in the restaurants over the years. Many managers, unfortunately, treated their role like they were royalty, and all the employees were nothing more than subjects they could rule and made demands of. Dan was kind, compassionate, and worked just as hard as his employees did. He led amongst us, not above us. There were many nights that the restaurant would get so busy that we had a hard time keeping up. One table would need their order taken, another needed five things, while at the same time, food needed to be delivered to tables, and other many duties needed to be performed. It was chaotic, but Dan was the one who was always there to motivate us. He not only did it with his words, but by his actions. He didn't use his position to order those under him around. He used it to lead in a way that his employees felt supported and encouraged. Any job we were doing, there he was, in the trenches, so to speak, doing it too. He did it all there for his staff to help make the jobs easier and create success. He was kind and understanding, and in his approach, it trickled down to our whole staff, allowing us to feel loved and valued. It allowed us to be better servers for the people we were serving, giving them an opportunity to enjoy their experience even more. In our gospel today, Jesus tells us that he is the vine and we are the branches. Like Dan the manager, Jesus was never one to sit back, give orders, and lead by demanding. Jesus led by example, by enthusiasm, and by love. Why would Jesus use this analogy of the vine and the branches? I am not a botanist, believe me, but I do know that in order for branches to flourish and produce flowers or fruit, they need to be connected to the vine or roots of the plant. If the branches are disconnected from the vine, they will wither and deteriorate. Like our bodies, we need nourishment from the foods we eat. Our soul needs the nourishment from staying connected to Jesus and to one another. When it comes to Spiritus and the children and teens in our program, the same analogy applies. There's no denying that Spiritus is a vibrant parish and love for God, plus the fact that we walk the talk, keeps us connected to a very vital vine. We nourish ourselves through connections with each other, living the Gospels, being part of committees, and serving others, and so much more. And who do you think is watching us do this? Our children and teens, of course. So it's no surprise that by allowing ourselves to be nourished in many ways in this community, we are setting an example for our children and youth to do the same. What keeps us connected to this vine? Jesus showed us time and time again, stay connected to the community. Have you ever noticed how Jesus' circle was always growing? Have you ever noticed that Jesus' message was never about isolation? Jesus would never have had a following on Pinterest because Jesus was never a DIY, do-it-yourself kind of person. Jesus' community didn't feed the one. Jesus' community fed the 5,000. Jesus didn't heal the sick person. Jesus healed the community. And Jesus certainly didn't send out his disciples alone. He sent them out two by two. Jesus' formula was C cubed, the three C's, Christ, community, connected. So like Jesus, we strive to be the vine and keep our children and youth here at Spiritus nourished and connected. In a way, they are the branches that will one day reach out into the world and spreads God's compassion and love. So how do we do that? Allow me to let you know a little secret. Jesus had a team, and so do I. I am blessed with Lisa Kogel, who for the past 2 years has worked alongside me and brought with her so much energy, creativity, and passion for all she does. I'm trying to find her. Here she is. Her genuine love for the parish, this program, and the children is evident in her hard work and determination. I also have the most dedicated teachers who volunteer each week on Sundays to come share their joy and wisdom with our children here. We have two strong youth leaders, Lauren and Mark, with their volunteers who shape our teens at Spiritus. Last but not least at all, I am so lucky to have our teens in our program who volunteer their time to help in the religious education classrooms each week. Our children absolutely adore them and look forward to seeing them each week. So thank you to my teens. I absolutely love my job and what I'm called here to do each day, because my team and I continue to try to find ways to keep our children and families connected and feeling a deep sense of belonging, not only to Jesus, but to one another as well. The funny thing is that in some phenomenon of biology, we have found a two-way vine. That's right. The amazing children and youth in the parish nourish us just as much as we nourish them. I am certain that you all know what I'm talking about. Imagine Palm Sunday Mass without the children passing out the palms. Imagine a Christmas where we do not see the children tell the nativity story. Or watching our teens put on a beautiful and moving Seven Last Words performance. It would just not be the same. So now, how do we keep this energy going? How do we keep the energy of the Holy Spirit burning and this connection strong? Jesus already gave us that answer. Stay connected to the vine. If we do, our roots will stretch out to hold on to that connection. About a year ago, I was on a wine tour with friends, and as we toured the vineyard, I noticed there were no sprinklers to provide water. I found that rather odd, so I asked about it. The tour guide said that there is a very small irrigation system they use, but they water them as little as possible. I was kind of taken back by that and confused, but he continued to say that the roots will always find the connection. They always chase and find the water source. In fact, I learned that although most grapevines have roots that are 3 feet deep, if the plant needs to get nourished, the roots will grow up to 15 or 30 feet to find that water source. My husband Mark's best friend, Mike, moved to another state 22 years ago. He followed his dreams and a career path that sent him across the country where he still lives today. Mike is very strict, though, in his travel plans each year. Each year, he flies to Rochester for a week. Once here, he visits Mark, spends time with his family here in Rochester, and of course, includes a Rochester trash plate in the visit. he tells us that he simply cannot be himself and live across the country without coming home and staying connected to those he loves. He said living away from his loved ones is like being underwater. He cannot breathe without the love and connection. So every once in a while, he needs to come to Rochester to come up for air. After 22 years, Mike will still call Mark from the airport and say, "I am coming home. Spiritus, you are my home. You are my vine. The connection we have helps me to come up for air when I am feeling like I am underwater." To my team, the people that help run this wonderful program for our children and youth, you are my vine. I cannot produce any flowers or fruit without you. And finally, to the children of Spiritus Christi, you are the source of so much love, joy, inspiration, and life in this church community. There is no future, Spiritus Christi, without you. Families, thank you for sharing your children with this community, and to all of the parishioners who support our programming in so many ways, you too help create this vine we are so critically needed to stay connected to. Now, up here, I'm going to give you a glimpse into our amazing year we had with a slideshow.